640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. It's all hands on deck this morning near Sacramento, where heavy rain from a powerful storm has caused widespread flooding and power outages. Matt Robinson is the county's public information officer and says crews have had to make dozens of water rescues.
We did have to break out boats through our firefighters and sheriff deputies to go out and to try and find people who were trapped in their cars. A person was found deceased who had been trying to drive through the water.
That same system is now forecast to bring snow, sleet, and freezing rain to other parts of the country. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams is tracking it.
Portions of Minnesota down towards Nebraska could see 1 to 2 feet of snow. And while all this is going on, the West is going to continue to get hammered with rain and snow all the way through the end of the week.
The Deep South is under severe thunderstorm and tornado threats for the next 2 days. Russia's not letting up on Ukraine.
Smoke rises from the rubble of a building in the Russian-occupied Donetsk region. The Ukrainians claim 400 Russian troops died in this attack. The Russians put the casualty figure at 63. Overnight, new Russian missile and drone strikes also knocked out power and heating in parts of the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker reporting. It's a day of mourning at the Vatican, where Pope Emeritus Benedict will lie in state until his funeral on Thursday. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Rome, where thousands are paying their respects.
He's wearing red and gold vestments, flanked on both sides by Swiss guards. There's organ music playing, also solemn singing.
The former pontiff died Saturday at the age of 95. While the holidays are over and lawmakers are heading back to Washington today to prep for a new Congress, CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Ahead of a critical Tuesday vote for House Speaker, Leader Kevin McCarthy is offering several concessions to woo more conservative factions of his party. According to a newly released rules package, only 5 members are needed to remove a speaker from office. McCarthy also plans to create a committee to investigate the Biden administration, and he's vowing to make sure other committees reflect the, quote, ideological makeup of the Republican conference.
A police chase turned deadly near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. CBS's Jim Krasula has details.
An Addis, Louisiana police officer identified as David Cawthron has been charged with negligent homicide after he allegedly killed 2 high school girls during a high-speed chase. Investigators say he was racing to join the pursuit when he ran into a vehicle carrying the teens.
Other officers were chasing a man who'd reportedly stolen his father's car. It is the first day of a new year of trading on Wall Street. The Dow's down 73 points this hour, the Nasdaq down 11. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natner with your headlines. A pay raise on the way for staffers at Wisconsin State Assembly. WisPolitics.com reporting the biggest pay hikes are for jobs at the top, including Speaker Robin Voss's chief of staff, which will now come with a salary range of $102,000 to $156,000. Also seeing a pay increase, messengers who have the lowest paying positions, they'll now earn between $30,000 and $46,000 annually. Lawmakers also seeing a slight pay increase to over $57,000. That happens this month. It is once again costing you more to fill up your gas tank. GasBuddy.com reporting average gas prices in Wisconsin rose 20.6 cents per gallon last week, today averaging 301. Last week's extremely cold weather led to many refinery problems, shutting down over 1 million barrels of refining capacity and pushing up wholesale prices. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit wesaysaveit.org. That's wesaysaveit.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is none other than Dr. Williams. You know Dr. Williams. We just got over the 2022 mid-elections, and the amount of money that was spent, in the governor's race and the state, the U.S. Senate race, if just a quarter of the money that was spent on those races would have been used to improve the lives of people in the city of Milwaukee and many other places, it could have certainly changed and transformed people's lives. Why is it that we can't find resources to do that, to transform the lives of people who suffer and struggle? But we can spend, $200 million, $300 million for a race.
Yeah, we can say, and the simple answer to that question is because it depends on what we value. I mean, one of the things that we always talk about in how we love our kids and the children are our future, but we invest the least in them. We talk about all these issues about how education can improve crime within our community, increase resources and so forth, and provide our kids with a brighter future, but we invest the least in them. So when people tell me, how much we love our kids, I say, well, what have you done to improve the quality of life for people in your role for these kids that we swear that we care so much about? And the answer is usually nothing. And this is one of the reasons, that I decided to run for this for that office at that time, because I know that in those roles that you can make a key difference. And the thing about it is this. I mean, the question you have to ask people, because many people have been in these roles for many years. I mean, some people, 10, 20, 20 years. The question you have to, people have to ask themselves is, what have you done in that role to improve the quality of life and for the people that you swear that you love and you represent? And the answer is in so many cases, not too much, because we see the results of it through within our neighborhoods. I mean, the crime is increasing. We can do a lot better with our education, even though, more money is being put into it. So we have to continue to push. And if the people that's been in those roles for so long hasn't been able to get that job done, then it, you know, so we have to get other people in there who can move the needle in many areas.
You know, Doc, between the United States Senate's race and the governor's race in Wisconsin, well over, you know, almost $350 million were spent.
All that money. All that money.
Go ahead.
You got all that money that has been spent, and I understand, you know, all the money that it takes to, you know, to run the election and so forth. But the thing about it is this: think about that kind of money when we're talking about trying to raise teacher salaries. You know, we can do it better. Many people are not going into education because there's not enough teachers. I mean, because the teaching field is not paying enough money. We could use that money to help increase it. The amount of money that we can use to help some of these kids in the poor areas of town, not just the 53206 zip code here in Milwaukee, but other poor areas around the state of Wisconsin that have it a lot worse than the 53206. And so sometimes it's not about race, even though race plays a role in some cases, but it's about the economics, because you have some areas of Wisconsin where there are poor whites who have it a lot worse than the people in right here in the 53206, our black children. So we have to look at all of that in its totality and see what we can make a greater difference. And all that money, you're right, man, crazy amounts of money spent on these elections could be spent inside of our community.
So, here's the question people should be asking. Who's spending that kind of money? And what do they want in return, right? I mean, if you are spending, if you have put together and, you know, these different groups that people don't know anything about, and they're spending that money on a candidate, are they doing it for benevolence, or are they doing it because they expect to get something from that?
Well, in some cases, I think, people may have anticipate receiving something in return, but the question is, what is it? I think, you know, especially in this governor's race, and I believe that I'm glad that Governor Evers won. His veto pen is key. I think that we have to continue investing in our education system. And, but you also have to look at the flip side of it. If he had not won, then what would our education system look like? It would be even more money, even though $300 million spent, too. The flip side of it could be worse for our kids throughout the state of Wisconsin, especially here inside of Milwaukee, where people already feel that there has been too much money spent on within our school systems. And so that could end up being worse for our kids. So I understand where it might be a lot of money that's spent on the front end, but I also see where it could have been a lot worse. So it could be a lot worse on the other end if we had not spent that money up front to get Governor Evers in at this point.
You know, Doc, I'm not naive. I'm not gullible. And I do know that, you know, you've got a lot of different groups that pour money in, and they're pouring money in because they want that elected official to do their bidding. And lobbyists and all those folk and money and all those things, and they talk about money in politics. But you know, many people fail to understand that money in politics, basically, they're looking to own that elected official. Now, I'm sure, Doc, when you ran, you didn't receive hundreds of thousands of dollars from outside entities. You basically was funding your thing on your own, your campaign on your own. You wanted to remain independent. Why was it so important that you would remain independent?
Well, it's important to me because I understand the amount of money that's needed to run this thing for advertisement and all these other kind of things to get your message out. I get all that. But regardless of that, I met with many people who had deep pockets, but I was not going to sell my soul to anybody. So I made it very clear that, you know, if you donate to this, you know, to my campaign, these are the things that I'm about. This is what I'm going to stand for. And just because if you gave me a certain amount of money that more than the dollar that somebody gave me at Walmart, that person's, whether you gave me a dollar or $10,000, that person has a voice just like you do. And I think that's what's missing in a lot of these positions. And you know, granted, I didn't win, and and that has its place as well. But the thing about it is, you know, there's an old song that says, "It's all right with my soul."
Yes.
And I can't at the end of the night, I have to sleep with me.
So Doc,
I sleep very well that night.
So what I'm trying to get from you is as somebody who went through this, and I know how hard you worked, man. You went all over the state, and you met a lot of people, but in the end, you can't undo the fact that this is about money, right? But the American people need to understand that, right?
Yes, they do. But here's the other side of it, Mr. Ingram, and what you saw at the end of the day is regardless of how much money a person invests in your campaign, what I found is that people want someone who's going to do the right thing on behalf of all people. And people want somebody with some who can get inside, who's going to help really make this world a better place, you know, regardless of how much money you just gave them. Because when you really think about it, if I'm a billionaire and I donated and I gave $1 million to somebody's campaign, I mean, you got tax breaks that's probably going to be coming at some point in time. And those are the types of things that most millionaire, billionaire types, anticipate in return to an extent. But you really, the average person, I mean, for a billionaire, they sitting up here trying to see what's going to work best. It's not like you're going to be doing too much personally to help them to improve their economic status or their way of life. So, and these are the words that were mentioned to me by people who I talked to, like I said, with deep pockets. At the end of the day, they want somebody who's going to try to do what's best on, to help the people out throughout this state.
You know, Doc, nobody, and I repeat, nobody, not on the Republican side of it or the Democratic side of it, has the credentials and the history and the success that you have. Nobody who ran for state senate, a U.S. Senate on either side had the credentials that you had. And yet, having been able to be successful in those areas. And yet, as you stated, many people who you talked to, who you met, who said you were the right guy, and yet you couldn't even get an opportunity to even be heard by the masses of the people. And that's the part of this. It's not always the best person who wins. And that's why we got problems. Got to go to a break. Hang on. Dr. Williams, Tom, I see you. We'll come back on the other side.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wasn't reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wasn't reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 38. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 46. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Dr. Williams, who is a candidate for United States Senate. And so, you know, Doc, after you had some reflection, you penned... an article, and you can go and read this article, and I think everybody should. Real Urban News, October 7th, 2022, and it says former U.S. Senate candidate Darrell Williams on the politics of politics, and so you were able to really put down while your emotions were raw, just what you thought of what took place during the time you ran for office and what you learned and what is important for the American people to hear. And that's why I wanted to get you on to talk about it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. You say what, man? Happy New Year.
The people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. Second, the whole problem is money in politics. Nobody will ever tell me anything differently with Citizens United and with Buckley versus Vallejo and First National Bank versus Bilotti, and how we have actually transferred trillions of dollars to the billionaire class in this country. And I hope that Doc just keeps on talking about the fact that how the system is so screwed up, because someone like him should have been able to run for Senate, and someone like him should have been able to even win Senate.
Well, Tom, if you look at who he is and what he accomplished in his life thus far at this relatively young age, you would have to say this is the kind of person we need, you know, in Congress, in the Senate, a man who's uncompromising, who can't be bought, and who has dedicated his life to service. Come on, man. That's what we need.
Absolutely, that's what we need. The problem is the corporate media in this country, and the ones that they give the microphone to are the ones that the establishment want to actually, you know, win so they can control them and they can play their politics, their games. I mean, it's just, that's the bottom line. But I would say that anybody that's running for office, and if you're sending me any more of these emails, you better have attached to it, I stand for Medicare for all. And this is why I need money in order to get into the Senate. I stand for daycare for all. This is why I am running for Senate. Don't be begging me like some beggar on the street asking me, oh, I need money. I need money so I can beat Ron Johnson, and then not even use it in a way that actually goes on offense. So, you know, I just hope that somewhere along the line, the American people have got to wake up, realize, I'm sure half the Americans, if not 80% of Americans, don't even know what the hell Citizens United is. And if they did, they know something's going on, but they just don't know what it is. And I wish that they would start to figure out what it is and how it is that the game is rigged. And, you know, we're not a part of that game. And, you know, but we have to keep on fighting in the right direction, because if everybody at once were to say, let's get money out of politics, it would all be gone.
So,
but the American people have been bamboozled.
So let's look at it from this perspective. We just got out of midterms. We're going to be going right into 2024, skipping 2023, because that's what 2023 is going to be about, the buildup of who's next and who we need to be supporting, and yet no record kept of what took place for those people who just got reelected or new people in office. And that's what's at the root of it. Doc, you say what?
I agree with Tom Ellie just said, but I think we have. Do you remember when this whole thing with Donald Trump, when and Hillary Clinton went back and forth, and they was talking about his taxes like they're talking about right now, talking about he hadn't paid any taxes,
right?
And Donald Trump said, "Well, that doesn't make me dumb. That makes me smart." And he said, "If you want me to pay more taxes, then change the laws,
right?
But you're not going to change the laws because all of your millionaire friends are benefiting from it as well."
Yeah.
So what I'm saying, I simply say that to say, and I don't think it's right, but I'm just saying that just adds precedent. I mean, you know, validation to what Tom just said, from the highest levels all the way down. So we have to weave through and peel that onion back to where we are in that on that spectrum, and most of us, you know, we don't have that type of money to be in power, because if you didn't pay your taxes, you better believe they'd be all over you, just like they'd be all over me. But that's where it comes in, the whole politics of money and politics throughout the highest levels of our government that trickles down through the state and to the local level. And that's why we need people who are inside of these positions that's going to who has the knowledge of that and is going to represent us, the common person, if you will, you know, at the highest levels of this government. And the reality of it is not a popularity contest, but that's a lot of times too many of us vote on that because it's popular, but the person has no clue on what the hell going on up in these issues.
You know, Doc, both Democrats and Republicans are equally guilty when it comes to...
Equally.
I know this is what I'm trying to get people to understand, that you know, in the end, the fact that the government is bought and paid for. And when you hear that, you know, I've been saying that for so many years now, that the government is bought and paid for. And you can even look as your local elected officials, you know, in the common council. Hey, hold, we got to go to break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Severe storms have killed at least one person, shut down roads, and knocked out power to thousands in Sacramento County. But KOVR-TV's Elizabeth Kling says that water's still rising.
You can just barely make out the tops of several vehicles that are now almost nearly submerged in this rushing water that has now overtaken this stretch of road here.
People are scrambling for supplies in Ukraine after another wave of Russian drone attacks. CBS's Ian Lee is there.
We see people huddled next to a grocery store. We have to stay in lines like this for food, she tells me. Just 2 days ago, a strike scattered everyone.
President Biden's getting back to work, CBS's Jared Hill reports.
President Biden returns to Washington today after vacationing in St. Croix. His agenda could be tested this year, with Republicans taking over the majority in the House when the new Congress begins tomorrow.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Police say two men are dead after a shooting at a bar in Racine early yesterday. One of the men was the owner of the bar. His name was Avery Stewart. Friends called him Rerun. Investigators say there was a fight, then someone left to get a gun, but details are sketchy after that. Racine police are asking anyone who may know exactly what happened to come forward. A Dane County judge rules people in Wisconsin can sell a wider variety of homemade food without a commercial license or kitchen. Judge Rhonda Lanford expanded the types of foods that can be sold to include things like candy and roasted coffee beans. In sports, the Packers beat the Vikings last night 41-17. Green Bay makes the playoffs if they beat Detroit next week. Also last night, the Wizards beat the Bucks. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've met Ted Cruz more than once.
He has very slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
"Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know the bloom in early May.
Right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, Dr. Williams. You know Dr. Williams. It's, you know, I talk with a lot of people, man, and even trying to get people to get out and vote. And when you see people who say, "I'm not voting because this stuff is just not going to change anything," you went out, talked to a lot of people across the state, And there are people who still believe in the system, but there are far many more people who don't, who think that this, the system is just not in the best interest of the everyday person. As you traveled throughout the state, and weave your magic in telling people the truth, looking them straight in the eye, and talking about what's going on in this country, and coming from a, you know, a Purple Heart, you know, award recipient, and what was the other one?
Bronze Star Medal.
And so on the highest level of service to this country, I'm sure they were more willing to hear from you and your take. But what are your thoughts when you talk to people and they become so disenchanted with a system that, you know, has, you know, been the bedrock of this society? What are your thoughts?
Well, and you know, one of the things that a couple of points on that, you know, one of the things that I found that when I went around, and earlier I said this is not about black or white,
right?
Because in some areas I've gone to right here within you know, large African American communities, they did not want to talk to me. The first question was, are you Republican or Democrat? And depending on what I said, they just did not want to talk to me.
Right.
And that happened in many areas. And many areas I went to that were, you know, majority white, they opened up the door and gave me the opportunity to speak, regardless of what political affiliation I designated. And the thing about it was, what I found is that people wanted someone who really shared and understood their values. I would never forget what this guy told me. And I was in Berlin, Wisconsin, and the guy said, "Well, after I got done speaking, the guy told me, he said, Dr. Williams, he said, everybody, he said, I'm going to vote for you because I believe in everything that you just said. But how in the world are you going to get all these white people who are out here to vote for you, even though they may believe everything that you just said, but they ain't going to vote for you just because of the color of your skin?" And I said to him, I said, "Whatever it is that touched your heart that I said, that made you say that you would vote for me, tomorrow morning during around the breakfast table or at the restaurant, I need you to tell them." And I said, because that's what makes the difference. Because if you're telling me that people will vote against a person just to, if you basically cut off their nose just to spite their face, you know, I said, that's the reason why I decided to run. And that's what's going to help change what's going on inside of this country. But Earl, I tell you, the biggest thing is this, what I found is this. You know, a lot of times people say, you know, that, you know, and I know racism is still alive and so forth. But I think one of the biggest issues that's right up there with, you know, race is this whole political dynamic. Because, I mean, during this time, I'm telling you, it's almost bigger than racism, because wherever you go, people won't even talk to you, whether you black or white, if you say I'm a Democrat or you say I'm a Republican. Oh, I don't even want to talk to you. Don't want to hear your ideas or anything. And I tell you, that happened to me. And I sit up there, and after I got done talking with the guy, I was talking to him, talking to his wife about benefits and so forth, because she said her husband was a soldier, and I was telling her about things that that she wasn't even aware of. And then he walked up behind me and said, "Are you a Republican or a Democrat?" I said, "Well, I'm running on the Democratic ticket, but I'm a human being most of all." and after that guy walked off and they cussed me out, and then his wife said, called him by his name and said, "You need to listen to this guy." And so he came back over and listened. And after we got done talking, you know, the guy shook my hand and said and apologized for the way he had acted, because what I told him actually would benefit his wife and his kids. And so I'm telling you, the guy shook my hand and apologized to me right there in front of a whole lot of people. right there in Richfield days. And I tell you, you know, but I'm not so, you know, I didn't take what he was saying personal because I understood what it was about. And the thing about it was, you know, after I left there, I felt good about the interaction that we had. Now, whether or not he voted for me, I don't know. But at the same time, he left there with the information. But I say that to say we can't take these things so personal. And I hope that we use it. I say that example as a way to say to the listeners, at least be open-minded enough to listen to what a person is saying regardless. I mean, this is what we say. Diversity is great. We say a difference of opinion of what make our country great. But whenever we get a chance to hear, we shut people out.
You know.
So, but whenever, yeah, go ahead.
No, go finish your point, Doc.
Yeah, as I said, we have to be open minded enough to listen to the people and hear their views, especially when our lives and the future of this country is at stake. You know, especially during these election periods.
You know,
and I think that got. I think his mind was changed.
You know, Doc, this thing that the Democrat Republican is so foolish, right? I mean, the fact that you can't talk to me or we can't interact, you know, it's worse than somebody being a Christian and a Muslim, right? Because you know, the Christian doesn't believe in the Muslim faith and they think that their belief is better or stronger than somebody else's. All that stuff is just ridiculous. And the same thing with somebody being a Democrat or a Republican, you know.
Right.
I mean, what the hell is that?
Well, here's the other side of the coin, Earl, is this. And this is the way I kind of look at things. And, if people are in these positions, I don't care whether it's in a school, inside a political position, I look at the community. I look at what's going on within that community. And I tell anybody, inside of a school, all this money we put inside of it, if the kids are not being educated and these schools are off the chain, what are we doing? The same thing inside of our community. We have all these people that's been inside these positions for a very long time. But have we seen the results manifest inside of our communities? And that's what that's the bottom line right there. We can look and say, well, yeah, this person over here is in this, and we're happy and all that kind of stuff like that. But the bottom line at the end of the day is how is being in that role making the difference for you and these families, your children's future, inside of our respective communities across the state of Wisconsin?
You know, Doc, this has to be, we can't, and I always say this about my generation. We can't leave here and leave this thing the way it is now. It's unfair to the young generations that come after us. We've destroyed this political system. And we have to fix it. And we all know, can you imagine the amount of money, you know, that's going to be spent? They've got the Republican convention coming to Milwaukee in 2024, and there's all this celebration. And at the bottom of all of it is the conversation about $250-300 million will come to the city of Milwaukee by having the convention here.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it'll probably be.
The state.
Well, yeah, yeah.
The state.
Yeah, and that's probably on the low end. It's probably going to be a lot more money than that.
Right.
And the bigger question is this here, is who's going to get a lot of that money? There are businesses here, business owners. There are people who have Airbnbs. There are people who are photographers and media personalities and so forth. How are they being tapped in to receive some of the funding that's coming to the city to help their own business? Like the Sherman Phoenix, like Aria right there on with our pastor, Mickey Rosa McClinton right there. You know, right there on Fond du Lac. That's an open spot. Those businesses deserve to be on that list where people can have meetings and use that venue whenever they are here. And so that's going to be key. So I don't know whoever's running that. I know Gerard Randall is in the mix with some of that, and I know that he's reaching out to the African American community and others. But we just want to make sure that that not only just African Americans, but you know, our Latinx person, everybody has an opportunity to put their hands on some of the dollars that's going to be coming in for that, and that's regardless of Democrat, Republican, all that stuff. That's just simple economics.
You know, Doc, I I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat.
Yes,
but I vote more with the Democratic Party. I just do, and. But I don't think that because, you know, the Democrats have all the answers and I'm supporting them because they're Democrats. That's not the reason. And even though if I saw something from the Republican Party that would lead me to believe that they are going to be better for myself and for the community in which I live, Doc, I would vote for the Republicans, right?
Let me tell you what this guy told me. He's a Republican guy. That guy done speaking at this event. He said, "Man, you sound like you got some Republican views." Because I was talking about how I supported police, and I keep in mind I was with the 32nd Military Police for a number of years,
right?
And I believe in our law enforcement. Long story short is this: the guy said, I asked the guy, I said, "Man, what makes you such a diehard Republican, and you and against a person who may be a Democrat?" He said, "I just don't want." He said, "All these Democrats come up with all these social programs to take money out of the hardworking people's pocket." He said, "I don't want to work for 30 years and give my money to a social program because somebody else messed off theirs." And I said, "Man, I don't know anybody who want to work 30 years and give that money to somebody else." I said, "But the thing about it is this." And I said, "We was in Janesville at the time." And I said, "Look here." I said, "If it was 100 homeless people laying across the streets of Janesville, and I asked everybody in Janesville if they would donate $5 to help solve this problem, I said, don't you think that helps us all?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, that's all we're trying to do with these programs, regardless of how they got there. Well, and we could talk about the reason why some of the situations are what they are, homeless vets, you know, disparity and, you know, housing, all kinds of things." I said, "The bottom line is a rising tide lifts us all. And if we could all lend a hand and help some of these issues, then it helps us all." Yeah. And the guy he looked at me and he was like, "Yeah, that makes sense." I said, "Well, that's all we're trying to do."
You know, Doc, these people who somehow believe that their handouts, many people on the right who think that this is all about handouts and handouts out of black people and we got to stop giving this money and they got to stand on their own two feet. Never think for one moment that those programs that they're talking about, that the majority of the people who are on those programs aren't black people. They're just not.
Yeah. And Earl, that whole issue, I mean, they do the same thing with our veterans. And veterans, you know, it's a very diverse group. And everybody's supposed to be on this bandwagon of helping our veterans. But the veterans, there's a lot more help than our veterans need than anybody.
Hey, Doc, hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows around 34. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Highs around 46. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday through Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Williams. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. Thank you very much for the call. Happy New Year to you. You say what? Quickly.
Hey, happy New Year to both you and the doctor there. Hey, I just wanted to speak now on radio, man. When I was a little kid, my grandmother told me, my mom and dad was young and in love. I was the firstborn, and they keep you occupied by throwing you in that baby crib with that transistor radio. So I've always had this connection to radio. They did. That was my babysitter. And I just wanted to tell you guys, man, you know, a lot of what you're talking about here today with the social media and radio figures right in here, too. When I got a little older here in my 50s, I went to that talk radio AM dial looking for something different, you know. And all I could find on there was the right-wing, what I call right-wing hate radio. They were the hypocrisy and the disinformation and just the lies. Oh, and the blatant racist. They like to say they ain't racist, but you can see it if you're smarter and wiser. And just what you're always talking about, everything you guys are talking about. And one day I went dialing across the radio and I found Dom and Crew. And I'm like, hold on a second. I started listening to these guys. I said, oh, my Lord, there is some like-minded, real people out there in the world. Holy cow. And then I found you and all the great people on Civic Media. And this goes to what the doctor was talking about there, too. I'm looking optimistic for 2023, Earl, and I'm hoping that the Civic Media Radio and everything that you all are doing over there start to reach out and, get to other people out there that are necessarily haven't gone too far down that rabbit hole
You know, Rock, man, for people like Rico, for people like you, man, just let other people know.
I do.
And we appreciate it, man. We got to run. Happy New Year to you. Let's go to Jake.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Hey, Jake, what do you say quickly?
I'd like to ask the guest real quick what he thinks about Ron Johnson's use of racist advertising and being completely dishonest during the course of that campaign where he barely won re-election with a lot of dark money. And who knows where he's getting this money from? Probably Russia.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Williams, let me take this last call and then I'll let you respond. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thank you again for taking my call. Happy New Year to you and the doctor. I would have one question for the doctor. As you talk about money and as a campaigner or as a candidate, do you believe in reparations?
Okay. You talking about reparations for I believe in reparations, but I think what reparations looks like, if I'm understanding what you're talking about, for you talking about reparations for African Americans, Latinx, you know, for like years of like slavery. For, Native Americans and so forth, and what that looks like. Now, what that looks like in my mind is not like you giving everybody who's of that descent, you know, $1,000 or $2,000. But we have to look at what that looks like as far as land. Have to look at what that looks like as far as education and so forth to give people an actual opportunity to get back on their feet and really access the American dream like others.
Because of the gross injustice that has taken place in this country.
Yes. So the other question, I believe the gentleman from Rock County, what was that question, Earl?
Yeah, well, basically, he was asking about Ron Johnson and your thoughts about Ron Johnson.
He was asking about Ron Johnson and the political ads. You know, the thing about the political ads is I didn't feel one way or the other about some of those political ads. I felt like it was kind of a low blow. But the bottom line is this. We already knew from before these ads even started coming out that these ads were going to be coming out. That it's propaganda. I mean, it's not necessarily true, but the people in the state of Wisconsin, the voters, they have to be the ones who sort through, you know, the minutia and figure out who that person really is. And so, I think, like I said earlier, despite all the political rhetoric and so forth, I think people didn't necessarily vote because they felt like one or the other was the best candidate. They felt that they didn't have a choice, so they had to vote for somebody. A lot of people didn't vote, and a lot of times people took the old adage and said, well, you know, when you got two evils, take the one that I know.
Dot, what is frustrating is you... I know you. I know the kind of man you are. You are exemplary. All someone has to do is look at your record. You know how people say your record precedes you? And if people look at the record of Dr. Williams, they would know the quality of the person that you are and that you've dedicated your entire life coming from abject poverty to accomplish all the myriad of things that you've accomplished, man, and your feet are always still firmly planted on the ground as you look to do and serve in the next area. The blessing is you are still a young enough man that, you know, I don't know if you'll ever do the politic thing again, will you?
Yeah, probably. You know, I'm not going to close any doors. But I just say, you know, my final comment to the gentleman in Rock County, and the way I kind of look at things, like I said earlier, at the end of the day, regardless of who's in that role, and keep in mind, you can't ignore the fact that some people have been in there for many, many years. The question you have to ask yourself, am I better off, or is my community better off because of that person being in that role? And if the answer is yes, then you go that route. But if the answer is no, then regardless of who it is, we have to look at a different person.
You know, Doc, man, it's always so good talking to you. I'm going to be leaning on you a lot in 2023 and having you appear on the airways more with me, because I think it's still so critically important that people get to know a man who's basically been a servant in your entire life, and the impact that you've had on countless numbers of families and children and even the country when you look at the kind of things that you've done. So, man, Happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you, and I'll be in touch with you. Call you after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank you. That's Dr. Williams. Thank everybody who made the show go. Happy New Year. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.